breakfast, and it is time for the weekly feed. Now, we hear from Tongue from the blog Noodles. We hear from Alison from BQ. We also hear from Burger Boy, Adrian.
Burger Boy, Adrian.
He's
back.
He's back. Now, obviously, Sydney is going through a bit of a burger craze at the moment, and there's a lot of places dishing out burgers and dishing out big calls like best burger in the world, best burger in Australia.
A lot of burger boasting.
And frankly, you know, Adrian's heading out there because you're a good soul and you decide to sort of find...
Yeah, I'm not doing this for my own benefit at all.
This is for the people.
Absolutely. I hate burgers myself, but I'm just doing this to review it for the 2SER listeners.
You suffer through every bite, I bet. So where did you go in the last week or so?
I've been to Cheeky Burger at Paddington.
Okay.
On Oxford Street there on the main drag. Little sort of sports bar, American sports bar style setup / diner.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's very good. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Previous weeks I did Josh's at North Sydney, where he's going a little bit crazy with things, trying different things within the burger.
Yep.
These guys are just doing your straight up cheeseburger, and it's good.
So talk us through the actual thing. What's it called?
You just got your singles and your doubles.
Okay.
That's basically referring to number of patties. Uh-huh. Hey, how about that?
Gotcha.
I think they also do a triple as well. I'm yet to try that one.
Mm-hmm.
The doubles, my call. Absolutely love it. Sauce is good. Cheese is good. The buns are good. It's all good.
Anything but meat and cheese on that thing?
Just meat and cheese.
Okay.
Meat and cheese. You can get other things. You can get your pickles in there. You can get this. You can get that. But just the straight up standard double cheeseburger for me.
Okay. And chippies?
There's the one thing I don't like about the place. You do have to pay extra for your sides and things like that. You sort of buy your burger and then you sort of add this, add that to it and sort of stacks on.
I like that. You know, you remember the good old days where you'd buy a burger and chips just came, no questions
exactly
asked?
Exactly right.
What
exactly
happened to
right.
those days?
I don't know. But now it's added costs and this and that. One other thing I don't like about this place. They do. I tried the deep fried pickles.
Mm.
So the batter on these things are just, it's thick. I just wasn't for me. But the burger's incredible.
The chips were good.
Chips were good. They do a bunch of the American sodas and things as well. Your Dr. Peppers, your stuff like that. The stuff that I find far too sweet. They do American beers as well, which I do like. Good vibe. Got a little courtyard out the back as well, which is nice. American sports on the tellies.
We're seeing a lot of this stuff. A lot of food eateries these days being Americanized. Yeah. Do you think it's a bad thing? Do you think it's a good thing?
Americans know how to eat. There's no disputing that.
Yeah.
Some of it. For stuff like this, I think it's perfect. If I'm looking for sort of fine dining or something, I don't think I'm going to go looking for an American joint.
Fair enough.
For your burger and stuff like that, I think it's good.
All right, so we have the official poll.
The official poll,
Of 10?
Out of 10, it's a 7.5.
Okay.
7.5. Just lose a couple of points because of that fact you got to add on and whatnot.
And price. We talk about price as well.
Price, you're looking about 10, 15 bucks for a burger, and then, as I say, a few more bucks for,
It's daylight robbery, I reckon.
It's a bit, yeah. You're looking add on from there with your chips, your drinks, your extras and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're walking away with like paying $20 there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty hefty price. But you seem to think it's a little bit worth it.
I like it. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but what they do it well.
Okay, there you go. That is Cheeky Burger in Paddington.
It is.
Brought to us by Burger Boy,
who's
suffering for his art. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.